Hola, howdy, hello. So, greetings folks, this is Sarana Narayanamurthy and welcome to the Mind Business. So today, I'm here to tell you about an analogy of life that, if you understand it right, can change the entire trajectory of how you view life and give you a whole new fresh perspective. And here we are right now with it. So, here's how the analogy goes by. What pains the more is exactly where your treasure house is. What I mean by this is, if you think something in your life is your terrible weakness, that's exactly where you can find your strength on. Okay. Easier said than understood, right? Let me explain this for you. Many times, you might have heard this phrase from life, right? That until you learn a lesson, life has its way of teaching this to you in different ways. Like you might think, why am I getting this again and again? So it can be one of the issues that you face with respect to your own insecurities, either in terms of your skin color or in terms of any of the things that you feel is not good for you. Or this might be a weakness that you carry, let's say in terms of a disability or in terms of any pressing issues in your life, more like an inferiority complex or something, be it physical, emotional, mental or spiritual. So you might have something in your issue in your life which you view as a issue or as your downside, correct? So now, have you ever thought, what if this terrible downside is exactly where my treasure point is? Because there is one thing that is common in life, that for each one of us, when you surpass your limitations, when you face your fear, that's exactly where glory comes in. So this is true and you would relate to it in various forms through different processes and different patterns. If you think something pains, you press it too hard, it either gives you a revelation there or it breaks you down. And when you actually get up, either from the revelation or from the breakdown, you find a totally new version of yourself you haven't seen before. The one with infinite potential that you haven't experienced any time before. And that is exactly where your powerhouse is. Okay, so let me tell you two interesting ways where I have actually got it right and that serves me a lot better right now. So earlier, when I was in both in my school as well as in college, I used to have this fear. A fear of speaking to new people, to anonymous people or even in public speaking. The roots of my fear goes down to when I was, let's say, 10 or 11, wherein I had a friend who had stuttering issues and I tried imitating her and I thought I actually acquired stuttering. So this was a mindset that I had. And when in a few instances, when due to some nervousness, I started stuttering, I thought this is who I am. Oh no, I should never be speaking to new people. And that gave me severe anxiety. Like when I step on a stage, either to do a seminar or to speak, I instantly black out. Like my brain gets empty. I don't remember anything that I have to speak, and if I know that I have to speak something, it feels as if my tongue is tied. It's as if the throat is jammed, I can't speak anything. But this situation evolved and I never actually broke out of that shell. Until when in college, when in university, I was actually forced to get into uncomfortable situations, to meet new people every single day of my life, to actually go to the stage for every single assignment. Like almost face that place at least once a week. And when I continuously got in there, I was having no other option rather to face that one thing in my mind and actually get over with it. And at one point, I was so done. I just thought, you know what? Fuck it, that's it. I'm gonna do this. And if I'm gonna stutter, that's okay. Everyone makes mistakes, yeah? So my mistake wouldn't be big. And I actually did it. But you know what? Every time I actually went in with that attitude, I slayed it. It was so good and I loved the confidence that the stage provided. I loved the power. I loved that spotlight when actually people are in a room and they do nothing but listen to you. I loved it. And when I tried getting better at it, trust me, it was not an overnight transformation. I have to overcome a lot of things in there, starting from the fear that I had in my mind, the nervousness, the thought process, the unlimited overthinking that actually comes with it, plus the physical thing itself. Because if you've acquainted your body to a certain comfort level for a certain time, it takes time to actually overcome it. And this, in my case, was around 6 to 7 years of complete accustomed that is made towards not speaking out at all. So with that impact, right now if you see, fast forward to when I'm 24, almost my entire business runs on me speaking. I speak to new people almost every single day, that too at least 3 to 5 new people every day. I speak like in this podcast, I speak on social media, I've given public speeches, I speak at conferences, I right now speak even at sales negotiations, the one that actually relies on people who can speak. So the point is, the tongue that I thought was my biggest disaster, was the biggest downside, was the one that will actually tie me down for my entire life, is exactly the one that is giving me the liberative power to rise above everything, to actually create a name for myself. The weakness that I thought as a downside is exactly what is fueling that aggressive growth right now. Okay, so now you might think, did I actually take this inference from something that is already there? Not just this. The story goes on and on. If I have to give you another example of my personal experience itself, I faced a lot of inferior situations, or at least like, I mean, all of us face it, right? Things like bullying or things like uncomfortable experiences. And sometimes, for me, who already had a speaking disorder, or at least the one that I perceived in my mind, plus when I actually had all of these instances in my life, I developed a lot of insecurities and a lot of inferiority complexes. Insecurities that do not let me do anything that a normal person does casually. And this actually gave a complete opposite perception of who I am. Giving me a perception of getting me to look down upon me. Like giving me a totally uncomfortable desire of who I am. Not being able to be confident and being set into limitations. Thinking, okay, this is it. This is where I am. I cannot rise above it. Or that's a different, completely elite class of people who are out there. I am not them. I shouldn't even be actually, I mean, they wouldn't be accepting me. I am unacceptable. A lot of such thoughts. A lot of other things that actually creates an insecurity to anyone who is not in that specific level of, maybe let's say, if you have not grown up in a certain lifestyle, you actually do not think you belong in another lifestyle. And this is a very common phenomenon, especially with people. But if you actually trust me on this, everyone has this. Like, the people whom you admire the most, or the people whom you think are in the A level already, has this in the highest form. They are extremely insecure than the way in which you are, because now they have the self-created image which they wanted to preserve, right? But the point is, so when I faced all of these insecurities, I analyzed a lot of why am I feeling how I feel. So when I realized why I feel what I feel, that is when I came across a lot of emotional triggers. I came across how these things decipher in your mind, because your mind does not see things the way you see in multi dimensions. It's all binary for the mind. So how does the thought get deciphered? So when I analyzed a lot about it, when I analyzed about how neurology works, how does the mind decipher thoughts, I understood, or at least I'm trying to understand, a lot of complicated ways in which a human mind perceives things and projects it into information. The brain that keeps evolving every single day with everything you do and with every thought process you have. The way in which the brain connects things. And when I understood it, I actually figured out a lot of other things. And now, if you actually ask me, I still have a lot of insecurities. I wouldn't say I'm 100% perfect. But compared to who I was around a year back or 2 years back, versus the person I am right now, I would say it's a 180 degree change. Or even a 360 degree transformation, actually. Because the kind of thought process that the mind have, the kind of confidence that I can actually showcase, the kind of energy that I can emit, that's tremendous. And all of this arises out of just one thing. Seeing things for what it is, rather than seeing it for what your mind actually urges you to. And all of these thought process and the clarity. And if you ask me, even in a better way, that's exactly why this podcast was created as well. To show you, to tell you that, hey, listen, you are awesome, man. This is how you should actually see it. Because the way you are seeing it is actually putting you down. As a person, I believe anything that gives you good is something that you should immediately take it up. If it's wrong, you can drop it later. But you shouldn't keep yourself away from that for sure. So, coming from all of this, and all of these originated from the insecurities or from the most uncomfortable places that I have been in. The place where you cry, can teach you a lot of things. A place where you feel uncomfortable can give you a lot of liberations. So once again, reiterating what I told you in the very first line of this podcast. If it pains, that's exactly where your powerhouse is. If something is uncomfortable, that's exactly what can give you the best comfortable life you ever dreamt of. If you wanted to find out what your purpose is, ask yourself what you're missing. Because what you're missing is exactly the purpose of life. Your purpose is not to find out what you already have, or to find out what you're already good at, or to double do on what you're already well versed of. But your purpose in life is to actually find out what you do not have and make it a point to get it while also giving or teaching others how to get it. Because as you know, the world revolves, or the world works on a chain of command. The chain of command that is activated through connecting value, through shared knowledge, and with anticipated happiness. And this anticipation happens when you pay it forward. So with this, hello my dear, I wish you know what your pain is, or at least you know where your weakness is, so that you can look deeper on it and understand this is where it comes. Because once you know where it comes from, you are unstoppable.